8:32 the time, 28 minutes shy of 9 o'clock, a Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome to the program. We went over Prop 27 just a few minutes ago, all the specifics there. I have all the pamphlets and guides in front of me here, and even better, I've got the mayor on the phone. Mayor Sue Kemp steps in for our Thursday conversation. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
I'm pretty good this morning. How about you, Ed?
I'm doing great, thank you. So the other day, I actually saw you not just kind of walking fast and well, but I saw you almost in a run, a jog situation. How's the hip?
Oh, the hip's coming along. It's coming along. I can do a lot more now. I'm almost back to normal. I'm just so sick of this thing, but it's pretty good.
Right.
I mean, I've noticed at the council meeting, you sit for a long time. When I get up, I'm like,
Right.
Okay.
You were moving substantially better than I do. So I was thinking, all right, she's all better now, man. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had to get, you know, wasn't that so cute? All the baseball players that came in. That was so awesome at the council meeting on Tuesday.
It really was. You know, there's nothing cooler than Little League. I can actually prefer Little League over any other baseball in the world. I really do.
I know. I absolutely love that kind of stuff. I love seeing the guys come in, and it was great.
Right.
Really great.
So, yeah. Have you gotten your Orange County voters information guide in the mail yet?
Yeah, I did.
All right, and you've looked through it, and I know that you obviously do your homework. We've been imploring the audience here to not just listen to the readings that I do. Each morning we're going over a different proposition or one of the different ballot measures, and we try and explain it as detailed as it is in the general election guides. So as you're sifting through these things, I'm going to eventually cover the measures again. We covered measure Q, R, and S. We're going to do it one more time before we get to the election each and read them directly from the guides. What are you seeing when you read these measures?
Well, you know, I got my ballot pamphlet, and I thought I have a lot of work to do on. You know, when you get your ballot pamphlet, there's so much in there that you don't have, unless it's part of your immediate world, you're not really quite sure about, like on the judges and some of the state ballot propositions. They just need to be researched. It's all, you know, there's a lot of smoke blowing, you know, on those kind of things.
Right.
You have to see kind of who's behind it. So that's my next homework assignment. But I saw, you know, on our local thing, you know, of course I know Measure Q really well, but I noticed, I opened it, I was like, this Measure Q is like 11 pages long in here.
It does cover a lot, and it seems to be a lot of verbiage without really saying much.
Well, the thing is that this is just the measure. This is how the measure. This is the text of the ballot measure.
Right.
So, you know, that's why I tell people when they ask me, I say, well, if you have your pamphlet, why don't you read through it and let me know how that goes for you.
So
it's difficult, yeah.
Right. So as for instance, like during the council, and here's what I found especially strange, that during this past Tuesday night's council session, Councilmember Weiss went on about his support of Measure Q for a solid 10 minutes, and he was really essentially a commercial for Measure Q. And then turns and says that he was offended by the fact that you and Mayor Pro Tem Whalen had spoken out against it.
Well, you know, I'm an elected official, and I'm a resident of Laguna Beach, and you know, I have every right to talk about it in my campaign or when I'm out and about around town, and I do it all the time.
Right? I think my question: did you catch my that there's a hypocrisy to what he was saying that night?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, yeah.
But, okay.
Of course. But, you know, it's just, you know, I don't think, you know, council meetings are an opportunity. Phil finally said it. It's not an opportunity to talk about political stuff, ballot measures stuff. I don't think it belongs there. It absolutely doesn't belong there. Out in the public or when you're campaigning and stuff, that's fine. But in the council chambers, there was a lot of comments. I didn't say anything. I'm just not going to get into that back and forth. You know, I'd rather talk to the residents.
Right. So. Right. Right. Yeah. I found it odd that he went on for a solid 10 minutes with his commercial ad about it. I thought that was a little strange. Something that did happen of of import is that Mayor Pro Tem Bob Whalen reported that the city has passed the first phase for the $50 million grant that they applied for undergrounding along Laguna Canyon Road. And you commented that that we have successfully worked with SCE to obtain the documentation that's necessary for the FEMA grant. So,
right.
So we're on our way to getting a grant from FEMA to help us underground. Is that correct?
Well, here's the mechanics of it. So Bob Whalen, because he's been interested in undergrounding, he's got some contacts around the state. Biden passed that big infrastructure bill, and part of it is this BRIC funding, which is Build Resilience Infrastructure, whatever the T stands for. It's BRIC. So he was alerted by, one of his state contacts that this money was going to be coming available. And so we had these series of check steps we have to go through. First thing we had to do was to convince Edison. So Bob and I and Sheree got on the phone with Edison. I think Sheree followed up. It was successful. But we talked to their executives and said, hey, look, we're going to apply. We want to apply for this BRIC funding. It's about 50. We're going to apply for a $50 million grant. But in order to do that, you guys have to deem Laguna Canyon Road a target for undergrounding. And, from your point of view, from a risk and reliability, resiliency point of view. And so they took a couple of weeks. I think Sheree needled them a little bit, but they came through for us, which allows us then to go to the next step and do the grant application. And the way the grants work, federal grants work in California, I think maybe the state grants too, they all go through Cal OES. So Cal OES, we submit to Cal OES. Cal OES, I think, interfaces with FEMA, and that's how the money will come back through. So I think we have a pretty good opportunity to get that money. Bob's done a really good job in the past, kind of helping to line things up. So anyway, it's good news, and we'll see if we get it. It'd be super helpful if we did, because that will cover, the lion's share of the undergrounding costs on Laguna Canyon Road, and that will really put a lot of our minds at ease about fire risk and also, just people running those poles and closing the roads all the time. It gets old for all of us.
Right.
But so we have a chance. Well, I don't know how long it's going to take. A few months, probably, I would guess.
I don't know if you actually have the answer for this one, but it is $50 million, and you said cover a lion's share. Do we have an estimate of an amount to completely underground the canyon?
Well, it's around 50. It could be 60 million. Uh-huh. I don't know. It's around that, though. Okay. It's kind of, until you have the engineering done, by Edison, you're not quite sure, but I think that's a pretty good estimate based on what we know and what we learned about that. So I think that's close.
All right. All right. You mentioned Sheree, and I want to take a moment. I don't know that you were listening to the program yesterday, but I made mention that regardless of how you personally feel about someone, if they're doing a job, you judge someone based on the job that they do. And it appears, for that we have a very competent city manager. We do. She does her job. She does it well, highly organized and transparent and all of the things that you want in a city manager. And there's no, if you disagree with some things, well, you may disagree with them, but you have to give her that respect. At Tuesday night's meeting, I was appalled by Councilmember Eisenman and her dismissiveness of Sheree. And I even went on to comment yesterday that I told a story about a friend of mine whose grandmother just stopped caring when she moved in. One of those things, where she's essentially just farting at the dinner table. And I have a feeling that these last few meetings from Councilmember Eisenman, it's going to be just that. It's going to be just bitterness and anger and the just not caring. What is that dynamic? Can you lean into that dynamic a little bit for us?
Well, I can just say it from my point of view, Ed. And so, being a city manager is a hard, particularly in our city, it's a hard job because we're a full service city. We don't have Orange County Fire Authority being our fire department. We don't have the Orange County Sheriff, in doing our police work here. So, and we have our municipal employees. So we have three unions there. So not only do we have a full service, community here and staff, but we have also three unions that we have to, we have to work with.
Right.
And then all the other things that are required of a city manager. I mean, it's a really big job. And I said this, I think I've told you, if you gave me $1 million in cash every year, I wouldn't do that job. It's a hard job.
Right.
So my feeling about, you know, working with the city manager, because I was, of course, I was on the council when John Fetig was here. So I don't agree with everything John says or everything that Sheree says. But you know what? You have to work collegially with these people because they're running our city. And I've had some ideas in the past I thought were good. And then when I broach the subject with them, either one of them, they'll say, well, that's a good idea, or here's the implications of it, which is good. That's exactly what I want as a council member. But you also have to remember that she's managing her staff as well. Her staff really likes her, by the way. They really like her. You know, she's very engaging with them, and which is really, really important, because it's a hard to manage, hard for city manager anywhere to manage through these times, because there's a lot of movement with employees, people going all over the place, you know, changing jobs or retiring early or, you know, going to a different city or whatever. I mean, it's just people are moving everywhere. The mayor of Newport Beach told me they're having trouble keeping people because it's just this giant migration that you see. It's true in every sector of our economy. So it makes it particularly challenging. But, you know, just in a nutshell, so I'm on Team Laguna. That's how I feel like as an elected official and as the mayor. I'm on Team Laguna, and I'm all in for Laguna. So whatever we need to do to make this the best town possible, that's what I'm going to do. And for me, having an adversarial relationship with the city manager is just not helpful. So that's how I look at it.
Right. Well put.
And I try to always engage with the employees. And I know a lot of the employees. I don't know all of them because we have some new people, but I know a lot of the employees. When I'm at City Hall, I always stop and say hello to them. I try to be complimentary of them, of their work, because they're working hard. These are just people that are going to work every day and trying to do their best job. They don't have a agenda. They have just their work. And you just think about when you're working, that's what you do. You have your list of things you need to do, and that's what you do. You're not political or anything. You're just trying to do your job. So that's the way I look at it. Just let's try to make the city the best we can be, and let's work towards that common goal. And that's the way I look at it.
Well put, and a great way to look at it. I think the next obvious question is, regardless of who else gets in on this election, the fact that Councilmember Eisenman is retiring, do you see a much less divisive council moving forward?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of, you know, kind of back and forth. Right. You know, when you're running the meetings, it's a bit challenging sometimes because, you know, I don't agree with everything that everybody says, and I don't agree with the way people approach things, the way they act. But, you know, I just hope that we can, you know, I'm just an issue-oriented person. So I find this all astounding all the time, these back and forth and stuff. It's just so foreign to me because I've never had this in my private business, you know, dealings ever in the private sector. I've never had this. So it's a little bit, but you're working out in the public, and so you kind of get what you get there. But, you know, I'm hoping that we do. I mean, I always hope for that. I always hope that we're issue-oriented and we're not going after people personally. Right. I don't like that. But, you know, on the other hand, you can't always control what people say. You know, you're entitled to your opinion. This is how I feel as running the meeting. You're entitled to your opinion, but you're not entitled to go too far. That's what I don't like. State your opinion, but if you start going after people, someone comes up to the podium and you go after them, I don't care for that. Right. People have a right to say what they want when they come to the podium. I don't always like what I hear, but I don't say anything back, and I'm not going to get into it with them. But I see that with some of the council members, and I think it's unprofessional. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take anybody on, but that's what people do. And, you know, just pay attention to who you elect. That's what I would say.
There you go. There you go. Do your research and do your research and pay attention to who you elect. As always, I certainly appreciate your honest answers, and you're always forthright with us. What's your day look like today?
Oh, I have so many things to do today. I have, you know, I'm running for office, so I have a ton of stuff to do. And then I have my regular council work, and I have a few things I'm working on. I have a few meetings today. It's just, you know, it's so funny when you're running for office. September just flies by because you have, you know, you get your campaign up and running. You have to get your literature out, your website. You have to fundraise. You have a lot of get-togethers and do your ads and all that stuff. It's just a blur, and all those forms we had, those are all done now. So
congratulations now, there.
Yeah, I know. Every time you look at your email and say, oh, here's somebody else who wants to have a forum. Oh, man.
Well, I certainly enjoyed the forum that we had and your honesty and your responses in that forum. Are we going to see you tonight at First Thursday's Art Walk? Are we going to see you out and about?
Probably. Yeah, you know, your form that you had was really fun. It was really, really fun. It's it was interesting. It's, and, you know, you talk about the real issues. You know, you run for president, you have two debates. You run for city council, you have six or seven forums. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I think about the time, like, wow, you know, you get pretty good at it after a while. You know, like, you kind of get your, you know, opening statement down, your closing statement down, and you know the issues fairly well. So, right. You know, there's not that many issues overall in Laguna. I mean, we're a tiny city.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
We make our own, make a lot of our own. Here, I've noticed that.
Yeah, by the time you get to the last forum and you realize it's the last one, you start to miss them. You go, I wish I had a couple more to talk about, I guess.
Not me.
As always, Mayor Sue Kemp, thanks for stepping in this Thursday morning. We really appreciate your time with us.
Thanks, Ed. Have a good day.
Thanks, you as well. 8:48 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed show.